Shmuel Beis Perichov Gimel Pasuk Tes. We are now in the part of the Perek that lists David's greatest Giborim. And the first one, Adino Ho'etzni, tremendous warrior, Ve'acharav Elazar ben Dodo ben Achochi. And after him was Elazar ben Dodo the Achochi, Bishlosha HaGiborim im David. That was one of the three warriors who was with David, Becharfam Baplishtim, when they taunted the Plishtim, when they mocked the Plishtim. Some say when they jeopardized their lives against the Plishtim. That the mocking and taunting and boasting they couldn't defeat them in battle, as Goliath had taunted the armies of Klal Yisrael, the Ralbag says. But Radak says, no, it just means they risked their lives. Chorfam. Nesvu Sham La Milchama, who had gathered there for war, these Plishtim. Vayalu Ish Yisrael. And the men of Yisrael had left, had departed, had run away. But these great Gibarim stuck with David, his personal guards. Adino, and now Elazar ben Dodo, the son of his uncle, which may mean he was a relation, which may mean he was a relative, or it just might have been the nickname that he had. But what did Elazar do when all the other Jews had run away and he was taunting the enemy? Pasuk Yud, who come by Yachba Plishtim, he arose and he killed the Plishtim, Ad ki yaga yado, until his arm grew tired. Vatidbak yodo el hacherev, and his hand became attached to the sword. He had gripped it for so long and with so much force that his fingers locked around the handle and he couldn't let go. He was stuck in that position as he just wielded his sword, wiping out Plishtim left and right. Vayas Hashem teshua gadola bayomahu, and Hashem made a great salvation that day. And the people returned after him only lifashet, to strip the corpses. And we know by afshet es bigodav, it says that the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur took off ufoshat es bigodav. He would take off one set of clothes and put on another. There were 10 costume changes on Yom Kippur that the Kohen Gadol had to make, and who poshat es bigodav is the phrase used. So, despite the overwhelming odds, these great warriors excelled. Some say that the reason his hand stuck to the sword is there was so much dried Plishti blood on it, that as it dried, he ended up kind of stuck. And the people had nothing left to do. All they could do was strip the bodies and gather the spoils, because he had killed them all. And Yudal v'acharav Shama ben Agei Harari. And after him, the third of David's personal guards was Shama ben Agei. Harari, either from a place called Harar, or from the mountain. Harari, Rashi says, Min Hahar. He was the mountain guy. He came down from the mountains. And Vayyasu Plishtim Lachaya, when the Plishtim gathered in a company, Rashi says, Ligidud Kichayos Hasada, in a troop, like a herd of animals kind of clinging together, Vatihi Sham Chelkas Hasada Maleo Adashim. And it happened that a plot of land was full of lentils. In Dira Yamim, it says, Maleo Saorim, it was full of barley. So it was full of a crop. And so this may have been a different battle than the one that we were saying before. And so the Plishtim were united against Klal Yisrael, and all the Jews were fleeing, and Shama stood up against them. And what they were going to do, of course, is they were going to destroy what was in the field, which was laden with a crop that was going to feed all of the people. V'am nasmim pnei Plishtim, and the people had run away. Yudbeiz v'yis yatzei b'socha chelka v'yatzi leho. But Shama stood in the middle of the plot of land, in the middle of the chelek, and he saved it by Yaches Plishtim. And he slew all of the Plishtim. By Yas Hashem Teshua Gedola. And Hashem made a great salvation. So by Yis Yatsev, is Lashon Yachid, of one person. But in Divrei Hayamim, it says Vayis Yatzvu. It says, and they stood in the middle of the field. And so what many of the Mefarshim suggest, the Radak says this, is that all three warriors stood, you know, side to side, back to back. And Shamo was joined maybe by Elazar, maybe by Adino, or maybe by David himself. So the plural might just mean Shama and one other person. But either way, we see that the great defense of Klal Yisrael even extends to their property and their food. And that's also called the salvation from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the people do need to eat. Some suggest that the battle in Divrei Hayamim is a different battle than the one here in Shmuel Beis. So here, it's a lentil field, and it's him alone, a Shama, and there, it's a barley field, and there's multiple people there defending it. But either way, the Plishtim suffered badly at the hands of these great captains. And all three of them, Yud Gimel, Vayerdu, Shelosha, Mehashalishim, I'm sorry, Mehashloshim Rosh, and the three heads of the captains went down, Vayavou El Katsir El David, and they came in the harvest time to David, El Ma'aras Adulam, to the cave of Adulam, the Chayas Plishtim Chonova Emek Rephaim. And the company of Plishtim encamped in the valley of Rephaim. And so I shouldn't have started this one at the last minute. I thought this was the end of the Inyan, but this is the beginning of the next one. So just the straight translation is that this is a moment when all three of these came to help David out when he was in the cave of Adulam. The Plishtim were encamped in the valley of Rephaim. There was great danger. And these three great men are going to help David find victory. Others say that this is a different group of three. These three heads of the captains are not the same as Adino and Shama and Elazar that we mentioned before, but rather are Avishai and Binayahu and maybe Yoav ben Tzeruya. Maybe Shimi ben Gera even. And so some say Asael was the third warrior of these three. So it's a little unknown who these three heads of the Shalishim, of the or Shaloshim, the three heads of the 30 who went down, because we're going to mention 30 later on in the Perek as well. So sometimes the language is a little vague because it could mean different trios, different groups of three. But in any case, this is an event that happened years earlier, because the Cave of Adullam is something we saw in Shmuel Aleph Perichov Beis, when he was seeking refuge in a cave from Shaul at that time. And in the meantime, the Plishtim come down to lock up in battle.